Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Welcome, newcomers. For the old, you know that VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And VIBE is also short for the word vibration. You know, the energy that you project determines how you're received by others. So to check your vibration, I want you to just think right now, what do I want? Because I want you to attract all the good. So if you're thinking in a mode of complaint, I want you to park your perspective and focus on what do I want to get you to a higher vibratory level. Now on the show today, I have got an amazing woman. She is an ordained evangelist. Her name is Naruka White. She is founder and manager of Naruka's Soul Food Soup Kitchen. She is the wife of Paul White, who is an elder, and she has 4 children and a whopping 8 grandchildren. Naruka White, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Valerie. Thank you so much for, you know, inviting me on your show. I'm so thankful.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, when I heard the work that you were doing, I thought, now this is a phenomenal woman. You know, you're using the skills, the talents that God has blessed you with, and you're putting it to good use in the kingdom, and it's helping people, it's saving people's lives. Naruka, I'd just like you to tell us a little bit about how you came about to do the work that you do. And if you could just expand on the type of work that you do, that would be great.
Okay. Oh, well, with the soup kitchen itself, well, I started it as just, you know, the idea of feeding, helping to feed the families in the area where our church is.
Yes.
I just felt, you know, this urge and like I heard the voice of God just speaking into my heart, saying to me, and the words I could hear going over again in my head is, open the door and cook some food and give it to people.
Wow. And was there anything around you, like, you know, with your physical eyes that you looked around and thought, this area that I'm living in, that, you know, do the people look destitute to you? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Were you in a deprived area that would you think that contributed to you having that thought?
Or was absolutely. It, yeah. Absolutely. The area where our church is located, it is one of the poorest areas in Leeds.
Right. Okay.
West Yorkshire. And, you know, my journey is I've always wanted to be of use, of help to families. I love families. Yeah. I always want to see people thrive and be, you know, self-sufficient as much as possible and be part of a community where, you know, everyone care for each other, you know, as much as it, you know, can be done in this society. I grew up in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a really very large extended family. I kind of grew up with our extended family, so I got a lot of care from people who were not, you know, like, you know, our immediate family.
Yes, yes.
And I saw that, and my grandma, who I grew up with, she was a great nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she took in, you know, cousins, and we grew up with many cousins. And she would just, if she felt that somebody was struggling in their house with their parents, she would just go and take them.
Wow.
And take them home and look after them.
Absolutely amazing. So she's the one who set that bedrock for you, the foundation of who you are. I mean, her leading by example.
Yeah, yeah. And I love cooking, you know, I love food. Oh. And so
mm-hmm.
I believe that God used my love for food and for people.
Yes.
To give me something to do.
Yes.
In the area where my heart is.
Mm-hmm. So so you came over at what age? And what was it like coming from Jamaica to England?
I came over to England when I was 35 years old. I was invited here to stay with a friend, somebody I'd known since I was a teenager. And I was only supposed to be here for 6 months.
Yes.
But after 6 months, she said to me one day, you know, why do you want to go back to Jamaica? You know, why not just stay and go to college? And mm-hmm. education is, she just pressed the right button.
just educate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she helped me, you know, and I got registered in a college in Brixton because we lived in London at the beginning.
Yes.
And it just went on from there. You know, I worked and saved and helped the rest of my family to come over, my husband and our four children. And then things were too expensive for us in London.
Yes.
As a student, you know, going to college and having to work part-time, it was difficult. So we got an opportunity to move to Leeds where things were a lot less expensive. And we came to this church. So straight away, we got linked up with this church. And we kind of made our home in Leeds from that.
Yes, yes. And so how many years have you been in Leeds and also doing what you do now?
Well, I've been in Leeds now for 21 years.
Yes.
And I started the charity in 2009, October.
Okay.
So we're nearly 12 years. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And what sort of food do you cook? I mean, you being a lady, you know, a West Indian lady, I'm curious.
Jamaican food. Rice and peas, you know, soups, stews. Fried dumplings, all that
this
kind of thing.
Soul food. This is soul food that you're cooking. Wow.
Absolutely, yeah.
I imagine that the proportions, you have to do a lot of cooking. Now, how does it work? Like, how is it every day that you cook or every other day? How does it work?
Well, we only actually do a big cooking once a week, and that's on a Wednesday.
Yes.
I did it myself for a few years, mainly I was the main cook. But then after a few years, I got help. You know, other women came and volunteered, who were, you know, really good at cooking. So for the last 3 years or so, you know, I've not really done any of the cooking myself. other amazing ladies from West Indian background, I've been helping. And as the numbers grew as well over, you know, since 2020, early 2020, the numbers of people, families that we have been supporting has like quadrupled.
Wow. So how many families are you supporting now?
Well, we are supporting over 100 families at the moment.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's the amount of food that you're actually cooking on Wednesday, enough to feed 100 families.
Oh, yeah. At the moment, though, we have had to stop cooking for the last few months, about 5 months or so, because we needed a new kitchen.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we still give out food parcels. We have been really very, very blessed where we get support from different organizations like Fair Share and supermarkets or local supermarkets. We get some food from like Asda,
yes,
Asda supermarket and Tesco's.
So do they actually deliver the food to you and then you prepare it?
Fair Share delivers a good amount of food to us weekly, but others we have to go and collect food.
Right. Okay. How do the people feel? I mean, the ones that receive this meal every single week. I know that you said you stopped, you know, in the meantime for the last 5 months, but I'm sure that especially in lockdown, you know, it was greatly appreciated. Oh,
it, It was absolutely. It was yes, you could see the difference because we serve people from wide range of needs. People with you know different needs. So in before lockdown, our main you know set of people that we supported were like the homeless people.
Yes.
So people would walk for you know miles to come. And to get a meal on a Wednesday.
Yes.
From the city center, you know, and from like 3, 4, 5 miles away, just to come and get a nice hot meal.
Yeah.
And place to sit down and to, because, you know, we had a sit down meal, you know, some most days a 3-course meal, you know, we get soup and the main meal and a cake or wow. any other, you know, puddings that were available. And they would socialize.
Yes. So there's that yeah. community and family spirit that you yeah. described that you had when you were much younger.
Indeed. And that was amazing. And, you know, we had people who were struggling with mental health issues, mm-hmm. you know, people who were struggling with working, you know, and being unable to get a job, struggling with their benefits. You know, it was really quite a wide amount of struggling issues, you know, that people had to deal with. And
yes.
and I get to meet and you know, be friends and mother figure
yes.
To quite a few, you know, people. One of my friends called me the Mother Teresa of Hare Hills in Leeds.
Oh. I can imagine you're also that face of comfort. You know, sometimes you just want to see a warm face matched with yeah. that warm food. And, mm. you know, it's very warming to the heart.
It is, yeah.
So, Naruka, what I want to ask you is, when you had this vision at the time, you know, I remember you telling me that you were working at the time and there was a bit of resistance there. What would you say to people who have a calling or they have this gut instinct to do something and they're actually resisting it? How would you tell them to actually deal with that process, the overcoming of that voice in your head that says, no, I don't actually think this is going to work?
I would definitely say, you know what, believe God. If you feel that God is calling you or you feel that, you know, you've got a dream, a desire and you want to do something, go for it. You know, go mm-hmm. for it. Take that leap, that step of faith. You know, be wise, be sensible, but take the, because if you don't do it, you will just wish that you had. Later on, you will be wondering, you know, what if? But okay. I have found out that by stepping out in faith, not really having, at the time, I did not have money. You know, when mm-hmm. when I left my job, I had 60 something pound in my account.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. If I'd paid my bills that month, that was it. I didn't have any other money.
And yet God opened a way for you.
Oh my goodness me. You know, it would take me a couple of weeks to tell you some of the amazing things that God has rewarded me and comforted me and provided for me and helped me by my just stepping out. I you know, when I say thanks to God, I say, God, there's nothing that I need that you have not provided.
Yes.
My journey has been very challenging.
I can imagine.
It has been very challenging. But God has comforted me and strengthened me and provide resources, people resources. I have asked for specific people.
With and they've come to you.
Skills mm-hmm. yeah. that I need. You know, to help me to continue on this journey.
Yes.
And God has provided. It's not always at the same time, but at the right time.
Yes.
You know, I've received and I've been able to continue because of the people and other provisions that God has made that is specific. So we as having a conversation with my friends yesterday, she reminded me that when you pray, you should be specific.
Yes.
about what you need, because I remember, you know, asking for specific things, and God always answered.
Yes, it's funny, because I was actually saying to someone today that a lot of people, when they pray or they make a request from God, you know, some people refer to God as, you know, higher intelligence, you know, whatever name you ascribe to that power, a lot of people don't actually stay alert for the response, you know, and it's very much like sending out an email. If you send out an email, you would expect to get a response back. But people pray, they put their petition to God, but they don't stay in expectation for what they've asked. Mm-hmm. And you're reminding us today that God is our supply, you know, and I can imagine, you know, that like when you were initially working and when you had this vision, this pull to actually do this, how did it feel? Because I know that from my experience, and I now know that there is no alternative to not walking with God. At that time, when you had that sense of resistance, shall I do it, shall I not? You know, and having to rely on my own strength, or realizing that actually God is my strength. How did you deal with that resistance from, oh, shall I do it? I'm not going to have enough money to pay my bills, compared to, you know what, I'm actually going to step out in faith now. What was it? What was that switch for you? Was it something that someone said, or was, you know, what was it for you, Naruka?
I think the big thing that because I knew that it was the Lord calling me to do it. Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Yes.
But I felt that he was taking me from my place of security.
Yes.
You know, he provided me that job. You know, he provided me that job, that specific job. Because I never imagined that I would be doing a job like that, to be honest.
Right. What were you doing at the time, Naruka?
I was customer service.
Okay.
Personnel in a very large company.
And so when you remember that God actually was the one who gave you that job in the first place, it's like, well, my security is actually in God. So what do I need to be frightened of? You know, because he provides, right?
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of was having this conversation with him, you know, and I'm saying, you know, Lord, if I leave, you know, how am I going to manage to pay bills? Because this is the money that I use each month to pay my bills.
Yes.
As I said earlier, after I paid that month's set of bills, I had only £60, and I used that £60 to start the soup kitchen. I didn't even keep it in my account and say, oh, you know, I'm going to keep that.
Yes. Wow, you used all of it. You used all of it. God literally just multiplied it, you know. It's so amazing, because somebody might be listening to this conversation and think, I really actually don't get that, you know, but it really is. I'm actually daring people right now to prove it. And I think when you have a big, and it's not even a think, when you have a vision that is bigger than yourself, God provides for that vision, you know. And I believe he hasn't put us here to think small. He put us here to think big. And sometimes we think, what can just little old me do? But Naruka, look at what you're doing. You're making such a huge impact in people's lives. And we never know how big or how large that impact is. We will never know. You know,
indeed. That's so true.
So you're really doing an amazing job.
Thank you so much. And I must say that, you know, at the beginning of the lockdown last year, you know, March, end of March, April, many other food providers in Leeds were closing down.
Wow.
And I remember being asked the question, are you going to close as well?
And I felt
that my spirit leapt, and I said, no.
We'll provide. Yes.
Yeah, but I had no idea where the provision was going to come from.
Yes.
And I had no idea that we're going to have four times the amount of people that we were providing for either.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, but, you know, God sent so much provision. So there were days when inside of our church hall was just so full of food that there was hardly place to move around.
Wow. Wow. You know what that reminds me of? You know, the breaking of the five loaves and the two fishes.
Amen.
You know? And, you know, when it was broke, there was overflow. You know, there was too many for the baskets. Yeah. So if God could do it in that time, he can do it again. He's already proved that he can do it again. He's the same God today, forever. You know, same God yesterday. He's the same unchangeable God.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your story is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we are moving on.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we have just about to launch a new program.
Oh, what is that? Tell us about that.
So this new program is called Neruka Soul Food Listening Service.
Oh, okay.
And we've just trained up 6 volunteers, including myself, to be a listener. So we received trauma awareness training,
mm-hmm.
and the listening training as well.
Yes.
10 weeks of very intensive training. And round about, say, maybe about end of July, we will be launching the service online, where we will be inviting people who need a listening ear, basically. Someone to listen to them, whether they're having emotional trauma or, you know, just really need a listening ear. Just to
with no
meet
judgment.
Meet us either on Zoom or on a phone call. And we will be volunteering, giving an hour.
Yes.
To anyone who really needs that service. So that's
what I need. And then do you then recommend them to the appropriate places? For example, there's a lot of mental health problems at the moment. Domestic violence has increased as a result of lockdown and people being, you know, like in a pressure cooker situation. Do you do that as well?
Yes, so we will be making sure that we collect as much information to signpost people as much as we possibly can. So these will be available for us, you know, so that we can do that. Because, we will not be able to, like, give advice or anything like that. We will just be listening.
Right. And do you have a particular target audience in mind that you will be positioned for?
Well, our target is mainly people of African Caribbean heritage. So that's our target. But anyone else who needs our help, you know, we are there available. Our listeners are mainly from Caribbean and background.
Yes.
And our trainers as well.
So they can relate. So they can relate. Yeah. To, you know, they've got that cultural identity.
Yeah.
So I understand that. Okay. Yeah. And this
just really wanted to fit that niche.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is this just for people in a particular area? I mean, how extensive a reach will you have with that?
Well, we want to kind of serve the people in Leeds.
Right. Okay.
But mm-hmm. if anyone else from another part of the country hears of us and would like to, you know, register to speak with us, then they can go to our website and register once everything is on there. So we have not put everything on there yet because we've just completed. But by the middle of July or so, then we'll have all the information on there. People can go and register at nerukasoulfood.co.uk.
Right. Fantastic. Fantastic. So I really wanted to do this show with you to really just use you as an example in how somebody can have an idea. They can have a vision and really set a very clear intention of how they want that to grow. Sometimes not even know how large it's going to grow, know the impact that they're going to make. And also how you dealt with those limiting beliefs initially. Can I do it? Look at my finances. Have I got enough to actually move forward? But yet, despite seeing that, you still held on to that belief with conviction that God was going to take you through. And mm-hmm. so therefore then having the E, an expectation that God would provide and that, you know, this business would have an impact. And the impact that it can have from one lady like yourself. When you think about a mosquito, it's very small, but it's mighty. And when it stings you, you feel it. So, yeah. You know, I really want to applaud you for coming on the show today and just sharing that with others so that, you know, people can actually listen in and think, you know what, this is the trigger. This is what I needed to hear. This is the confirmation that I needed to make me pursue my vision too. Amen. So are there any parting words that you'd like to, you know, to share or advice that you'd like to give to our listeners?
My advice or, you know, parting word would be to believe in the vision, believe in the one who have created you and placed you on this earth. And we are all so uniquely beautiful and special in God's eyes. And many times we compare ourselves with others. We say, yeah, you know, I've got this idea, but there are hundreds of other people doing the same thing. I don't think I would make an impact. But God would not give you that idea if he didn't have, you know, a place for you, a special niche for you, because you're the only one who can do what you do the way you do it.
Yes.
You interact with people the way that you prepare your food or the way that you make what you make, your art or whatever. There's something special about the way that we do what we do. And God honors that. And that is why he gives us these gifts. And also, one of my favorite, sayings that I use, it says, each time you give off your gift, you're making room for more. We've got a gift and we keep it to ourselves. We just keep it for us, and our gifts are not for us, you know. Our gifts are given to us to give to the world. God uses us to show the world who he is.
Yes. Gifts are meant to be shared. And I love the fact that you said, you know, when you use your gifts, it opens up room for more. Like, would you have envisioned back then that now you would be opening up a listening ear to Lisa?
No, not at all.
There's no way that you could have, you know, seen what was in God's mind, you know, what was ordained for you. So it really is about just putting one foot in step of the, in front of the other, and literally just walking in faith and just knowing that God is in control and that he's your supplier.
Amen.
So, Naruka, thank you so much for being on the show. I honor you, really applaud the work that you do. May God multiply those loaves and fishes in your hand, to speak, and may you grow from strength to strength. And I'm going to say on behalf of the LEAD community, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you so much.
So thank you, Naruka, for being on the line today. A simple way that people can contact you, because it might not necessarily be, you know, for the Soul Food kitchen or the listening ear, but it might be something that there's something in what you've said that's impacted them. If they want to reach out to you, where can they find you?
Well, people can find me via email, which is ner.iris@gmail.com. My telephone number, you can text me and identify yourself why you want to call me, of course, and it's 074-00901282. I am on Facebook as well as Naruka's page, so that might be a good place to find me. I'm also on Instagram and on LinkedIn. So on LinkedIn is Naruka's Soup Kitchen. Facebook, up two pages, one for Naruka's Soup Kitchen and one Naruka's page.
Right. And how is Naruka spelt for our audience?
NERUKA apostrophe S for the pages.
Right, Naruka, and that's Naruka White. Thank you so much, Naruka, for your contribution today. It's been an honor. Guys, love you all. I just pray that this has added value to you. And have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.